Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patrick Everson coming up in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that conversation because he's a cheery fella. He will help us here on the show. The Death Row Show, as you could also refer to it if you'd like. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Fadiotovich, Sunday Night Football, and Monday Night Football, which you can't watch. Thank you, YouTube TV, as of right now. Maybe that will change by the time we get through the weekend. I don't know. I think it will, but you never know. But we know Sunday Night Football will be on NBC. We can watch NBC Sports at the moment on YouTube. So we've got Seattle and Washington. This feels like a strange matchup to put on Sunday Night Football. Like, they figured Washington would probably be better than they are right now, and some of that due to injury, but we also saw regression come in the Commanders' way. I don't think it's a huge shock that they're below 500. Outside of the people in the D.C. area, I mean, they're shocked. They can't believe it. They thought, he's going to take off forever, and he's going to be an MVP candidate forever. That's not how the NFL quite works. Seattle, a bit of a surprise. But we like Seattle on this show. We're bigger fans than most. I can't say this matchup really gets the juices flowing, but we have a lower point spread, and compared to most of the games going on this week, it should be more competitive than expected. Chiefs-Bills gets that late afternoon exclusive window, and then for Sunday night, we've got the Seahawks coming off a bye, and then the Commanders, they were in a primetime spot last week, short week for them, after getting drubbed by the Chiefs, but a different quarterback. Looks like Mariota's going to be out because Jaden Daniels has been practicing in full all week. So I assume he's good to go.
It's very important, the injury report. And this is one you probably want to pay attention to throughout the week. Well, today's Friday, so today. But What's up with Tunsil and what's up with McLaurin? Those things are all important because their offense looked abysmal. As somebody who had to sit and watch his plus 13 bet just evaporate. So McLaurin did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Tunsil didn't practice Wednesday. He was limited yesterday. And then Daniels is a full go. Full on Wednesday, full on Thursday. I would expect you see him. And the line says he's in. Because as we know, if Jaden Daniels isn't out there, this number is Seattle minus 7. Right?
Yeah. Maybe with Mariota? Higher?
8?
With, yeah. The way Darnold's playing?
I mean, I don't need to see any more Mariota. That's for sure. He sucks. He's trash. He is.
I mean, yeah, he is.
So the market believes Daniels is in. But this was that conversation that I brought up last week. Would you rather have Daniels and no weapons or Mariota and weapons? And I was on the ladder. I'm like, oh, well, give me the weapons. Give me Debo, right. Give me McLaurin. Nah, right. Give me Daniels with a bunch of tuna cans, you know?
Yeah. I thought about that too. Like after the game, I was thinking about that conversation. I wasn't sure. I was leaning Daniels with nobody but I don't think either option is great right now, right?
Either one, no. Either one is great, and we know the quarterback is the most important player. Like, if you take Daniels off the field, obviously the football team, formerly known as the football team, is worse. But they were playing with no weapons. He was throwing to Luke McCaffrey and, you know, guys like that. So I'm like, well, yeah. Debo's back. Scary Terry's back. Nope. Mariota blows. So what do you bet?
Well, McLaurin's not practicing.
I mean, I know.
By the way.
Yeah, no, I know.
We should point
out. I don't think Tunsil's going to play. So,
and Debo might suck. Like, having him back might not mean anything.
Well, he's podcasting.
He had like 11 yards.
He's busy. He's been podcasting during the season. So,
is he? Nobody is that? Mm-hmm. Are they listening? Maybe if we had that on the network survives. Damn, missed opportunity, Debo. Who cares what Debo has to say? Does anybody?
No.
He's a bum.
All right. Betting the Commanders, +3.
I almost said I want to, but I don't really want to. That's the opposite of what I believe. I might get there, but now it's at 3, and I hate that I missed the hook. It's a juice 3 at this point. I would only go in that direction. Part of what scares me, you've got Seattle off the bye, clearly the better offense, clearly the better defense. Seahawks are better on the road than at home. So why am I jumping to fade a team that I like a lot and I'm only getting a +3? That's kind of where I'm at. This Commandos team's lost 3 straight games, a lot of it because of Daniels' injury. But honestly, Daniels is out there last week. I don't know that it's changing anything. The Chiefs are probably still running away with it in the second half. So there are not a lot of – well, they won by 3 touchdowns. What do you think Daniels is going to do?
I would have covered 13 with Daniels, I feel like.
Yeah, you cover. But I'm saying winning. But Daniels out there, that's not the point spread anyways. But
True that.
It's neither here nor there. Yeah, I Commanders, one of the few underdogs that I could get to, but I can't sit here and say it's one of my favorite plays of the week. It's hard to back them because I don't know where they have an advantage over Seattle right now.
Yeah, it's a game I probably won't bet. Monday night. Let's do Monday night. Arizona-Dallas. Again, they open low 50s. And the total gets bet up. On cue, after we talked all week about how Dallas's games are averaging over 60 points and 800 yards of offense, they almost hit 70 points. Denver is still scoring touchdowns against Dallas.
Let's do 3-2-1.
The pen on the under. Fine, we can do whatever you want. 3-2-1 what?
Okay, under. Pick a side in this game.
Fine. Paul, are you playing?
Cardinals.
Because I could. Cardinals.
Oh, we have to did
I? We need the numbers.
Sorry.
Paul.
Oh, no. Plus that waste a few seconds.
Well, we heard it. I mean, we can't. I mean, we already heard it, so it doesn't.
No.
Why don't you count and then we'll go.
Okay. 3-2-1.
Oh. Cardinals.
Go.
This is a disaster.
Wait, 3-2-1 go? Or 3-2-1 and we go on 3? Hold on. Wait, what?
3-2-1 go off air. That's what I would like right now.
False start on the offense. 5 yards back.
That's on me. I just like react, you know? Just react.
Not all of
yeah, this is Cardinals. This is a Cardinals spot. Absolutely.
I think
right?
so. Okay, why is it a Cardinals spot?
Off a bye, I think, you know, look, the Cowboys looked pretty bad against the Broncos, but like I still feel like Cowboys are being talked about as a playoff team. Maybe, I mean, probably not anymore a contender in the NFC East. Don't think they can catch the Eagles, but best offense in the league, playoff team, you know, they're kind of a good, bad team. Would you be surprised? I actually wanted to bring this up when you guys did power rankings the other day. As bad as the Cowboys defense is, they have the second highest pressure rate in the NFL. Now, look, that can be on an island. It doesn't, like, as a defense. So they get to the quarterback. Or shocking. Stunning. Yes. So, look, again, that kind of points to Dallas. This just, it just feels like a Cardinals spot to me. I like, desperate for sure. Gannon regime is probably teetering if they lose this game. Certainly if they get blown out. Kyler, come back healthy. Like, is he this bad? I mean.
Question about pressure rate. Serious question for once.
Sure.
Does it mean that you're absolutely getting home or that you're trying
no.
to? Because if you're you want to talk about pressure rate, they may have pressured Denver, but Denver scored 44 points.
Sure.
So like how do we, I honestly don't know this answer. Is pressure rate just trying to create it or getting and hitting the quarterback?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I guess
he could escape the pocket and not actually hit him.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Or release like, you know.
Yeah.
Is there this a magic, like, you've got a great slot receiver though? So is that going to impact Dak a lot? If I'm reversing it, I'm sorry, Kyler.
Yeah.
Is what I meant. So he's got McBride there, right? Like as his outlet, that'll out probably quick. Go to a lot. Yeah. Well, another Cardinals angle is yes, it's a 5-game losing streak. They've lost by 1.
Yep.
3. 1. 4. And 4. All these games are close. They should be able to get theirs to score against this hideous Cowboys defense. So that's a way it could go back and forth. There's a reason this total's sitting at 54, guys. If you want to believe in trends, Dak's great at night. He is. Like they've won 13 in a row at night, and he's having an awesome season. He's coming off his worst performance of the year against a great defense in Denver. So do we expect to see a bounce back? Probably. The Cardinals do play the Cowboys very well. Kyler has won his matchups in Dallas. So I don't think the home field is much of a thing. I'm expecting a close game. Here's what would surprise me if this is a double-digit margin.
Yeah. It's Kyler's backyard.
Total?
He grew up there.
Total is pretty rangy right now. So you got some books at 53, and then other books are at 54 and a half. Obviously, if you like the over, bet over the 53. If you like the under, take the 54 and a half under, because it could land 54 and middle, you know, over the 53, under the 54 and a half. I repeat, Dallas games this season, on average, 60 points per game, 800 yards of offense. If it ain't broke, don't try and fix it.
Live angle, high total, high variance game like this. One team goes up 10, hit the other on the money line.
Side, look at the sides.
Sure, or the side, yeah.
Or the side.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. For every stat category out there, the Bengals are 32nd And then the Cowboys are 31st, like across the board on defense. It's pretty bad. If Kyler doesn't have a big game off a bye, what the hell are we doing, man?
Yeah.
Well, because Eberflus, every time they cut to Eberflus, he's like, huh? He's an idiot.
Yeah. Yep. 2.5 across the board. It was 3 earlier this week. I'd want the 3 if I'm going to back the Cardinals. Patrick Everson, we'll find out where the sharp money's at right here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.